HarperCollins Presents Husbands by Adele Parks. Read by Claudia Jolly, Sarah Novak, Joshua Dowden, and Joshua Church.
Hello, Adele Parks here. Thinking about this introduction prompted me to look back at some old interviews that I did around the time of publication. It appears that the question I was asked most often was, am I a big Elvis fan? Well, like the character Laura, my approach to Elvis is that I'm not fanatical about him, but I find it's impossible not to smile and sing along to his tunes if ever I hear them playing. I do remember the day Elvis died, even though I was only a tiny kid. My mother and older sister were devastated. We were on a holiday in the south of France, and it did seem that the world wasn't quite as sunny once we heard the news. My research on Elvis for this novel led me to become increasingly interested in his life. He was a complex character. Whilst writing, I also played his music more or less constantly for several months as inspiration. That was quite surreal. It sometimes felt like I was being transported in time, because of course, music can transport us. One of the very best things about researching this novel is I went to see a number of Elvis tribute acts, which I absolutely loved doing. The impersonators and the audiences were sensational, and I hope I've captured that. I think it's amazing that the man had such a profound effect on so many people so long after his death. For me, writing a novel takes about 8 months, and then there's editing, cover design, selling to retailers. Often my novels are published a year after I deliver them, so all in all, it's a relatively slow process. During the time of writing and publishing this novel, I got married in Vegas. Not something I would ever have predicted when I first thought up the concept. I do wonder whether I'd ever have thought of holding my own wedding in Vegas if I hadn't already visited there once to research this novel. It's funny how things work out. We had a fabulous wedding, an intimate ceremony at sunset in a rose-covered pagoda. And no, Elvis did not officiate. In one interview that happened on initial publication, I was asked, do you believe in the one? The journalist noted that it is a concept that a number of my books investigate. My answer then was, as an eternal romantic, I do believe in soulmates, but I don't believe that there's only one important love in our lives. And I don't believe that if we meet the one, then everything will drop into place. All relationships, especially good ones, need to be worked at. I went on to say that I thought it was really dangerous to believe that there is just one person in the world that can make us happy, because we might miss out on all sorts of experiences whilst looking for that one. I would answer in exactly the same way now, 17 years later, and I think that's reassuring that I have a clear view on such an important question. Another question that came up in one of my interviews at the time was, why does the theme of female friendship reoccur in my novels? I replied that I think relationships make the world go round, not money, not power, not even sex. If challenged, most of us would agree that the most important thing in our life is our relationships. And by that, I do not mean the narrow definition of the relationship we have with our partner, but all relationships, those between friends, partners, children, siblings, and lovers too. I pointed out that at best, female friendships can be nurturing, consoling, amusing, and loving. At worst, they are destructive, disappointing, and desolate. Either way, they are rich fodder for an author. I went on to say that I tended to write about the more positive aspects of female relationships. But interestingly, I added a prediction that I had a lot more to say on the subject, and no doubt would, in my future novels, investigate the darker side of female friendship. I think it's so interesting that my future creative direction was lurking in my subconscious all those years ago, because I think it's fair to say that in my more recent novels, such as I Invited Her In, Just My Luck, and Both of You, they all examine the darker side.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?